C6. Number 1B.
Only to do with mental concepts. So can you see that what was going on is that there was a mentalization taking place, that science now suddenly became interested not in the matter organization, but in the organization of mental concepts. And I began to see that really the mental work was essential and not the physical work, that actually by transmitting symbols, by generating symbols, by logically manipulating symbols intelligently, the physical aspect of science began to disappear, and the mental aspect of science becomes now more important than anything else. Now we know how we can see that every trend is from matter to the mental, then to the spiritual. So, at the time when John Dawley was introducing really the system, he was actually introducing a whole system age. What was he saying? Those who knew him at that time know very well that he began first to show symbols. He said Christian Science must be taught by symbols. There is no other way to teach Christian Science but by symbols. Then he introduced language, and he said it is a new tongue that we have to learn. It's no more the American or the English language or the German language. It's the language of spirit we have to learn. It's a new language that does the work. The language of the synonymous terms in tones, he spoke of tones. No more, not even more, any more of concepts. And he could see that if science is organized on the basis of the tones of the seven synonymous terms, on the four, that is the new science. Then he could see that these tones would have a communication, that they could calculate in tones. We didn't calculate in words, but in tones, and we had the blending of mind with spirit, and spirit with soul, and so on. And so a new, whole new communication as a calculus of ideas was brought forth. And as he began to see that, just as in the other sciences, it was always about 2 or 3 years earlier than what happened in the world, he began to see control by the chart he gave. As we know now, it's a cybernetic chart, showing the divine idea as the divine cybernetic idea, which has a self-regulating system with error correcting and error excluding activities. And finally, he began to see that what he was presenting was the science of all sciences, the science of system. Now, if we consider this, you see, then we must see, oh, such a new concept of science as a science of system demands also a completely different method of thinking. method of consciousness. That the one consciousness which I was telling about, the machine age consciousness, reduction, then analysis, then cause and effect, that this consciousness is no more able to handle a system. That the system demands a new way of thinking. What is that new way of thinking if science has to do with system? It means this, and this is now the system consciousness. And that consciousness which we are going to culture for a whole week, that this new system consciousness is always built on a whole, never on parts. See, the central point is the whole. In the machine age, the central point was reducing to the ultimate element, part. The system, science, sees that the whole functions and has a performance whereby every part of the whole is always affected. Every part of the whole is always affected. When a system performs itself, every part of that whole is affected by it, and not just one part. Therefore, I have not to investigate the behavior of a part, like in the machine age consciousness, but always to investigate the behavior of the whole through all the parts. And third, we have to see, therefore, as a consequence, that no part of the system, of the whole, has an independent effect on the whole. Whereas in the machine age, you could always take a part and treat the part as a part, and through the law of cause and effect, set that part straight again. Not in the new consciousness. There, the consciousness sees that every part works together as a whole, therefore it's not possible just to correct the part in order to correct the whole. You always have to correct your concept of the whole, which brings us to a completely different problem-solving method. And this is, I think, very important to see. In the machine age conscious, how did you solve a problem? Well, you took that problem and said, this is a problem. So, in order to know what that problem is, you analyzed it to its parts and tried to explain the parts. In the new consciousness, you go the exactly other way. In the system consciousness, if you have a problem, you can see that you have that this is not the problem. Because it is only a problem because the whole has not been seen. Therefore, you go the other way. You go from the part, from the problem, to the whole of which this part is a part. You go up instead of down. You see? In the old way, we went down to the parts. In the new consciousness, and that's the big thing about what we are doing this week, is to see that every problem per se is not the problem. The problem is that we have not seen how this part is functioning in the whole. And so our consciousness goes to the whole and must see first the whole aright. And when it sees the whole aright, and what does that mean? We have seen to see the whole aright is to see that the whole is functioning through all the parts. Just as your body is functioning through all the parts. And therefore, we tackle our problems completely different with the new consciousness. We don't ever anymore consider, therefore, the problem as a problem. The only problem we have is to see what is the whole, the higher system, the wider range, the bigger whole of which this part is a part. And only in this way we begin to see not only how the part is right, but how all the parts are right. Now, don't be worried. If I would now give the same lecture next Friday, you would say, yes, that's very clear. Today, it may be, I said, I want to stretch you intellectually first. Just take one or the other short example, perhaps that can help. Let's take prayer. Prayer. What is prayer? Pray aright. Alright, pray aright. In the old consciousness, in which we all were trained, we all went through the same schooling, we all were trained in the old concept of science. We said, well, in order to know what prayer is, I have to put it apart and ask what constitutes true prayer. And so we used reductionalism to reduce prayer to the essential parts of prayer. Then we would say, all right, then if I take every one of these parts and analyze it and explain it properly, what each part means and what it implies, then I will find a solution. Because of what? The third point, you remember, was cause and effect. Because it said, then if I have then a better concept of prayer, that is the cause, and the effect is that prayer is then better answered. Could I give you with this those three points of the old consciousness? Did you get that? Yes? Huh? Easily. And didn't you do that? Didn't we do that? Huh? But this is the old way of thinking. The new way, the system thinking, the new age, if we don't want to be old-timers and stay back somewhere in the last century, is different. It says, all right, prayer. It doesn't say now what are the component parts of prayer. It says, prayer, oh yes, that's not the problem. The problem is the whole in which prayer is a part. What is that whole in which prayer is the part? The whole textbook. The whole textbook. That's the bigger whole. If that whole, that bigger whole, is not seen rightly, the part cannot be seen rightly. Can you see that? What does it mean to see it rightly? It means that the whole consists of 16 chapters, of 16 component parts. Therefore, only if I see first the whole textbook aright, I can have a right aspect of prayer, but I can only have a right aspect of prayer if I see prayer in connection with atonement and Eucharist, and if I see it in connection with marriage, and if I see it in connection with spiritualism, and so on. Only then do I get the right concept of prayer. Golly, I don't know if I put it Right. Oh, if I put it clear. Can you see what I mean? You take a simple thing like prayer. And you see, in the old consciousness of way of looking at things, it says, if you pray aright, that means if I can analyze what is true prayer, if I can analyze it right to the component parts of what constitutes a prayer, if I can then see and explain each component part rightly, then all that together gives the right prayer. And therefore right prayer according to the cause of the law of cause and effect will have a right effect. It's not an answer. Because you know also that prayer without the attitude of atonement and Eucharist can never be a right prayer. It's not possible to have a single part in its optimal form without the other parts. That's the mistake one was making all through those years since Renaissance. And only today one begins to awake in all the sciences that we always went the wrong way. We always went down to analysis instead of up to synthesis. To take the way of synthesis and start out from the whole. And so it is with practice, with a case of sickness, it's always the same. We were used to analyze the case first. The new consciousness, the system consciousness, which is structural consciousness, goes the other way. It goes up first. And only when it goes up first, to the bigger whole, to the bigger proposition, only then, looking out from the big arch, from the umbrella category, or from the whole, looking out from the whole and seeing all the component parts of that whole, one can see that individual part that is under discussion aright. So it's up and then down. Now this is really the issue of this week's work. Why? What are we doing? We said our subject is to make exercise for structuring consciousness according to the Christian Science textbook. Meaning that if we take the biggest whole that we have, namely Christian Science as a whole, the infinite one, and understand first the structure of the whole textbook. Then, from that point of view, we can only see each part, each chapter aright. How can one do that in a practical way? Well, we know that the most practical way in doing this is to put, so to say, the structure of a whole into the form of a matrix. Because a matrix is always a representation of the whole problem. It always gives an overall view of the whole in which each part, therefore in which each point of intersection, has its appropriate place and appropriate value. Can you see that this is system thinking or synthesis thinking? We go out from the whole matrix of the textbook. If you understand the framework of that matrix right, then only we have a chance to see each individual part each individual chapter or each individual point of intersection, whatever we call it, can we see it right? And we see it right always in relationship to every other part, to every other chapter. So that only then, when we have a whole matrix on the subject, that we have a complete answer. So if I ask what is prayer, I must ask what is the Christian Science textbook. If I ask what is marriage, chapter of marriage, I must ask what is the Christian Science textbook. And only from that overall concept, marriage has a certain place value and answers a certain value, a certain place value, but always in relation to all the other chapters. What does it mean, perhaps even broken down to even simpler terms, is this. If I ask any question in Christian Science that is important, if I ask how to handle evil, if I ask what means healing, if I ask what is understanding, how are we going to answer it? How have we been answering it up to now? Usually with the machine age consciousness. By taking out of the context of the Christian Science textbook some answers relating to this subject. We were breaking the question down to some fundamental ultimate elements. And we're saying, well, evil is nothing, is no reality, no place, no thing. That's it. And we have broken it down to the ultimate nothingness. And we're satisfied with it. The new consciousness would do something very different. New consciousness would say, what does it mean to handle evil? It would say, this is not the problem. The problem is, what is the Christian Science textbook? Therefore, I investigate the Christian Science textbook and see from the standpoint of the Christian Science textbook how this specific problem, how to handle evil, is answered in each part, in each of the 16 chapters, and not just in a sentence, which I like and which is very impressive. I would have to take that whole subject and say, this is a subject of a whole. This is not a question that can stand isolated somewhere in the nothingness. It's not an isolated problem. The system thinking says, put it back into the whole first, into the textbook, and then see how that question is answered through every one of the 16 chapters. When you have that answer, then you have the answer, and not just one answer. And then you have the answer, the whole, you see? Whereas the old consciousness was always asking for a part, for an indivisible part, and we are asking for an indivisible whole. And that's why I propose that we take the time quietly and first strengthen again tomorrow the structure, the whole, of the Christian Science textbook, what the whole matrix of the Christian Science textbook really means for us. And then afterwards we will take two or three, according to the time we need, examples of smaller subjects. I would take handling evil. I will take healing as two very extreme subjects. And I will consider it in the new consciousness, in the system consciousness. John Dolly said and pointed out, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system. He didn't say it's now reduced to parts. And another point. You see, this is the problem in every time when a new idea, a new paradigm comes up. That one tries to get hold of the new paradigm with the consciousness of the old paradigm. And it doesn't work. In other words, John Dolly introduced a new paradigm system, and we try to take hold of this system with the old consciousness of the machine age. Reductionalism, analysis, cause and effect business, instead of using the adequate method, the system method, the method of synthesis or matrix. Did I put the question right now? You see what we are going to do?